Advanced biofuels like cellulosic ethanol were touted as the next step beyond corn-based ethanol. They were also supposed to bring jobs to rural communities and provide farmers with a way to make some extra money. So plants went up around the Midwest. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer visited one to see what's working and what's still a challenge.
Since 2008, federal incentives have pushed companies to invest in cellulosic technology, which uses the leftovers of crops like corn or wheat. It's a harder product to make than grain ethanol because it uses inedible and irregular parts of the plants. Three companies have opened commercial-scale cellulosic plants since 2014. The one in Kansas went on the sale block last year, and last month, DuPont announced it's looking for a buyer for its Iowa plant. That just leaves Project Liberty in Emmitsburg, Iowa. General Manager Jason Martin says it's a different world compared to the nearly uniform kernels that become grain ethanol. It starts with square or round bales of corn stalks, cobs, and leaves held together by netting or twine. They have to be pushed through machines to remove the ties before giant steel fingers shred everything down to 4 inches or less.
The plant material is really tough and abrasive, so you just have to throw more steel and power at it until you figure it out.
Bigger, stronger machines mean delays and increased costs. Martin says it's hard to keep the material moving even as the slurry begins to go through the chemical processes that break it down and ferment it into ethanol.
On the lab, at the pilot scale, and at Liberty, the actual biochemical process has been solid.
What's less solid for the cellulosic industry is the government's requirements. The Environmental Protection Agency has lowered the cellulosic mandate for 2018, though not by as much as initially proposed. Business consultant Michele Rubino has been following companies' interests in biofuels for more than 20 years. He says it varies with oil prices, but POET DSM, the joint venture that built and operates Project Liberty, looks to be in the business for the long haul. DuPont also seemed committed, he says, but after a merger, the corporate outlook changed.
It's just not in that Dow-DuPont sweet spot.
In an email, Wendy Rosen, a spokeswoman for DuPont, says the company has licensing agreements pending for its technology. Rubino expects another wave of interest in cellulosic.
It'll happen again, and this time, compared to the previous time, they're still in the ground. So, you know, the way I put it is that generally the guy that builds the hotel never makes money. It's the guy that buys the hotel out of bankruptcy that makes money.
The Kansas plant already has a new owner. But while large corporations can pick up and drop whole industries from their portfolios, farmers and their rural communities aren't as nimble. When Nevada, Iowa invested more than $600,000 and offered DuPont a tax incentive deal, the city had hopes beyond the one plant.
The goal was to, you know, to have them, DuPont get this thing up and running.
City Administrator Matt Martison.
And then the byproducts from the production plant, there was another whole class of opportunity there, I think, that we could have had with some other companies using their byproduct.
Instead, about 65 people will lose their jobs at the end of December.
You never want to have that at this time of year, especially with the holidays around the corner.
Plus, area farmers who made a little extra money selling the corn residue off their harvested fields saw that new income stream disappear amid a 4-year downturn in the farm economy. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.